Hello, Audioboo. It's Saturday, the 8th of October 2014, and it is 5 to 1, I think. Yeah. Okay, if we're going to be pedantic and very precise, it is 12:54. I just thought I'd come on and say hello because I haven't done so since about. Since my fireworks boo, which was on Wednesday. There were quite a lot of fireworks, actually. Amazing how many went off.
Actually, our bonfire night was quite quiet this year.
Oh, God, in London they were.
Mind you, though, it was raining.
Well, I suppose in London they would be like that. It wasn't raining, it was just cold.
It was raining, it was buggery.
Doesn't stop people. Not when it's bonfire night, anyway. Well, maybe they can sit in the combine harvester and do it. It's funny because we were on the train with my friend Sarah last night, and she's sighted, so she could see fireworks going off. And she said, "Well, this is the way." She said, "We sit in the warm. We don't hear them, but it's nice just to watch them." And I went, "I'm sure it is," because obviously the engine of the train wouldn't let you hear them, which is okay if you're not that bothered by them. And
more to the point, you'd see them in the distance, you wouldn't necessarily hear them.
Well, I couldn't see them or hear them, so that was fine for me. I was met at Norwich, but Sarah helped me get onto the Yarmouth train because she was with me anyway. But the lady, Elaine, who was the assistant at Norwich, was very good because she asked if I was okay to go with her. And I said, "Yeah, that's fine. That's, you know, I'm okay." And she told her where the Yarmouth train was, and we got on it. It was very, very different experience to the experience I had yesterday at London Liverpool Street.
Oh, yeah.
At London Liverpool Street, I got off of my train that came from Edmonton Green, and I worked Zara to the ticket barriers because I knew I wouldn't be met. So, because Edmonton Green and their communication's a bit naff. Well, very naff. But anyway, I walked to the ticket barriers, and this lady said, "Are you okay? Do you want some help?" And I said, "Are you a member of staff?" She said, "No." And I said, "Can you see one?" She said, "Yeah, that's fine." So she walked with me to the barriers and went up to this guy and said, "Look, the lady needs help to get on another train." And he was, he was as useful as a chocolate fire guard. He stood there and pointed and said, "Oh, you have to get over there and get them to do it." And I said, "Excuse me." I said, "She's a member of the public who has very kindly offered to help me." And he's like, "Oh, I ain't got no radio." So she said, "Okay." She said, "Well, I've just got off of a train, but I mean, I don't know, you know, where she had to go, what she had to do. I didn't even know this woman. It was just a kind-hearted person who came up to me to help me, which I appreciate." And so she said, "Don't worry." She said, "I'll get you somebody." So she went over to sort of a little bit further on from where we were, to a dispatcher of trains, and said, "Look, could you get some help for this lady? Because she needs to go on the train." So he went to radio somebody to come and to help me. And then all of a sudden I got this other guy who came up, and he said, "Where are you off to, love?" And I said, "I'm going to Norwich on the 6:30. He said, "Okay, well, give me a second." So I said, "Okay, thanks." So then he came back and he said, "Come on." He said, "I'll take you." I said, "Oh, thank you." And then he shouted over, "Don't worry about that call. I'll just cancel it. Don't tell them. I'll take her." So we were walking along, and I said to him, "Oh," I said, "thank you ever so much for your help," because I knew he was a member of staff. He said, "That's fine, no problem." And I said, "The guy, I don't know what on earth was going on with the guy at the ticket line." I said, "I know you're very busy because of the time of day it is." I said, "But I've never had this sort of situation before where they completely refused to help me." I said, "I know he can't just walk away and take me himself." I said, "But, you know, he said, "Well," I said, "the thing is," he said, "I've brought this up with management he said, because the gate staff don't have radios, which we feel we should have, so that this situation wouldn't arise and we'd just, you know, call help for you. So I said, yeah, okay, well, I said, but, you know, I said other people have always sort of walked over to the other guy and said, look, could you get her some help or whatever. I said, he was trying to rope somebody else in to do it when I didn't even know who they were. I said, they could have been anybody. I said, fortunately, she was a very helpful lady. And he said, yeah, I could see she was helpful. And I said, oh, look, I'm sorry. I said, I'm not having a go at you. I said, because at the end of the day, you know, you've very kindly helping me. And he said, oh, yeah, it's fine. He said, I shut my gate up and came to help you. And I said, well, exactly. I said, you know, I appreciate that. And he said, oh, it's all right. He said, it's Julie. Get off. It's duly noted, he said, and I'll make sure they're aware of it. And I thought, well, you know, I mean, as I say, you know, I knew they were busy and I didn't expect him just to, well, I didn't expect him to go, you know, just walk me to my train and put me on, because that's not what they do usually. They call someone from Network Rail to come along and help me.
And more to the point, their staff shouldn't necessarily be expected to do that.
No.
Because they're there to be on the game.
Yeah, but he could have just opened his gate up for a minute or closed it or whatever and just gone and got some. I mean, that's what other people do, but there's this one particular guy. Now I think about it, I recognise the voice, and he's done it before. He's tried to rope somebody in to you know, member of the public to do it. And, you know, it's very bad because he doesn't know who they are, no more than I know who they are. They could be, well, up to no good for he knows. Well, that's a bit extreme, but...
Well, it's not impossible, potentially.
Where are you going?
I'm going to get sorted.
Oh, you're going to make one more tea and then we'll get sorted.
It's still 9 o'clock, honey.
That's all right, quick.
All right.
We'll be quick. Right. I'm thirsty, I've not had much to drink today.
Well, on Friday, Merry Christmas.
Oh, very funny. So, yeah, it did sort of... And it does, you know, put you in a bit of a situation, because obviously I knew I had to get on the 6:30 train, because otherwise I would have been stuck there for another half an hour, which then would have added more to my journey. And for people that have been to London Liverpool Street will know it's a huge station, and there is no way I would have been able to work Zara and get on the train I needed, because for a start I didn't even know what platform I was on, because it, you know, when I came in it didn't say. So all right, I suppose I could have checked on the app, but, you know, I don't know. The annoying thing is that they offer the support. The support is there, and then when they start messing around, it doesn't help. So that's my little rant about the staff, or one of the members of staff at London Liverpool Street. The guard on the train was really lovely. He was very, very sweet. And he got my stuff from the buffet for me. And also, he stood by me and phoned Norwich to let them know that I was on the train. So I actually knew he did it. I heard him do it. And I think I travel far too often up here because they know who I am. Well, they know who I am by the name of my guide dog. They don't know my name, although I've told them many times. They know the name of my guide dog because I heard them say it. Is that the lady with guide dog Zara? And I said, yep, that's me, guide dog Zara. And the funny thing is, on the assistance, the list where they keep the assistance requests, they always write down Zara's name, not mine. And a couple of times people called me Zara, which was even funnier.
What's even funnier is that...
What?
It was that broker called Zara Jeff.
It was that... Oh! Yeah, that was the taxi driver.
Yeah.
Oh, that was very funny. When Nama and Jeff were in Yarmouth visiting us at the end of August, we got a taxi back from town, I think. And I said, hold on, Jeff. Or I said, just keep, I don't know, I can't remember what it is I said. But this guy said, all right, I've got Jeff. And I went, what? He said, I've got hold of your guide dog, Jeff. And that was it then. I was rolling around laughing.
You weren't the only one.
So then we were messing around and we called Rosie and Zara, Jeff and... can't remember what Rosie was called. Maybe she was called Sultan, I can't remember. And that was really funny. And then he said, and I said, oh, I said her name's Zara and Jeff's behind. And he went, oh, I'm ever so sorry. I don't think he knew where to put himself. Darren, with his ability to laugh very loud, was in hysterics. I was going, ah! It was funny, yeah. So then we were messing around going, come on then, Jeff, there's a good girl. Oh, good, oh, well, whatever. It was funny. Why on earth he thought that my guide dog was called Jeff, I have no idea. No.
Right. Kettle's on, just waiting for it to boil, obviously.
Yes.
I've put some more water in the filter so you can do your
Barocca. Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to make your tea, then I'm going to get washed whilst it's cooling down.
Well, I don't want it cooled down, I want proper hot tea, thank you.
I'm making a hot drink, and whilst mine's cooling down, I'm making it only down for wash.
All right. Love an audio boo, I don't smell him, so he's all right. No, don't get too close. No, he's getting close.
Hello.
Stop that. Hello. Stop putting your belly in my face. Go away. What a good business. Yes. Well, I'm going to publish this and I'll be back sometime soon. Take care. Bye bye.
Hi, everyone.